Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 2, Knowing and Participating in God's Great and Lofty Will to Head Up All Things in Christ. Saturday, Related Verses, Ephesians 4:16, Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 8:1. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. 1 John 4:8 and 16. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Ephesians 5:25, Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians 6:24, Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. Ephesians 3:17, That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 5:2, And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Suggested reading. Ephesians 4:16 begins with, out from whom. The expression out from in the original language carries the sense of originating from. When we grow into Christ in all things, big or small, and when we become men in Christ and join him, we will spontaneously have something originating from him that is for the building up of his body. Verse 16 goes on to say, all the body, through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body. The growth of the body of Christ is first through the joints of the rich supply. These are the gifts described in verse 11, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the shepherds and teachers. They are the joints, which are joined together by the sinews, for the rich supply to every member of the body of Christ. Second, this growth is through the operation in the measure of each one part. Every member in the body of Christ, whether great or small, has a measure. Because of its measure, it has an operation. Through the rich supply of every joint and through the operation in the measure of each one part, the body of Christ grows gradually. To be joined, fitted together is like the joining together of the frames and beams of a house. Hence, to be joined together is for all the parts of the frames to be joined as one structure. To be knit together is like the filling up of the holes in between the frames by the rocks and the bricks, which are stacked up on top of one another and interwoven together. Hence, to be knit together is for all the other parts to be joined to the frames and to be knit together with one another to form one body. In this way, the whole body is built together. The end of verse 16 says, the building up of itself, the body, in love. The building up of the body of Christ is in love and by love. This love is not our natural love. Rather, it is the divine love. We are building up the body of Christ in the element and sphere of the divine love. At the same time, this is the direct building up of the whole body of Christ by the many members of this body. The head does not build directly, nor do the gifted ones do the direct building work. Rather, it is we, the perfected members, who build up the body of Christ directly. Love is the most excellent way for us to prophesy and to teach others. Love is the most excellent way for us to be anything or do anything. We should love everybody, even our enemies. We must be perfect as our Father is perfect. by loving the evil ones and the good ones without any discrimination. We must be perfect as our Father because we are His sons, His species. We must love any kind of person. The Lord Jesus said that He came to be a physician, not for the healthy ones, but for the sick ones. The church is not a police station to arrest people or a law court to judge people, but a home to raise up the believers. The church is a loving home to raise up the children. The church is also a hospital to heal and to recover the sick ones. The church is a school to teach and edify the unlearned ones who do not have much understanding. Because the church is a home, a hospital, and a school, the co-workers and elders should be one with the Lord to raise up, to heal, to recover, and to teach others in love.